It's 11:15 on a Tuesday morning. Mabel Louise, good morning.
It's so beautiful out, a little bit hazy. I don't know if that's from the smoke or not, but it's a wonderful day. And have you noticed the changes in the color of the leaves? Well, we had a frost one night, but it was not enough to kill my annual flowers. Bet they looked a little wilted from the cold temp, but they made it through due to the fact that I am surrounded by the woods. Oh, well, according to my calendar, fall is here, and we can expect frost on the pumpkins. I've been bringing messages from the many parables that are in the Bible. I like the statement that someone wrote, I don't know who, but it said, parables have a kick in them that leaves us rubbing our wounds and reflecting on the lessons, the many lessons to learn. Well, for the last two broadcasts, I've been visiting with you from the parable of the Good Samaritan. By the way, that is, as according to the commentaries, the most popular of all of the 113 parables. The theme is very timely, as you know, because it teaches us to love one another, no matter the color of the skin, and to be compassionate toward one another and be helpful. So this parable is found over in Luke chapter 10, starting at verse 25 and ending at 37. In case you were not listening on my last broadcast, I'll tell the story and then proceed with lessons that we can learn from this passage. There was a prominent lawyer in the audience of Jesus. The 70 had been sent out to preach the gospel and had come back with glorious testimonies of how God blessed and they were able to be used of the Lord. And there were other people there, including a lawyer. And the question was asked by this lawyer in the audience. He said, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus answered him with a question. Jesus asked, what is written in the law? And how do you interpret it? The lawyer answered, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And added, your neighbor as yourself. So Jesus responded by saying to him, this do, and you shall live. But the lawyer was trying to justify himself and trick Jesus, really. So he asked another question. Who is my neighbor? And Jesus answered this question by telling him the parable of the Good Samaritan. I have my Bible open in front of me, and quickly I will read that parable to you. Jesus said, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, they beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that same road, and when he saw the man, he passed on the other side. So, too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was. And when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds. He poured oil and wine on them. Then he put the man on his own donkey, took him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper. And he said, "Look after him, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have." Now, which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." And Jesus said, "Go and do likewise." I'm spending extra time on this parable because, you see, the need is to love one another. And that is so urgent today. I think about that tiny little verse that my mother taught me. In honor, prefer one another. In other words, be thoughtful, be kind, and love others. And treat them like you would like to be treated. Unlike the priest and the Levite, the Samaritan was moved by compassion, and he stopped to help. The nearest inn would be in Jericho, and that was a place where Samaritans would never be welcomed. So I checked, by the way, I checked those 2 silver coins, or 2 denarii, to care for the man for 3 weeks, actually would have equaled about 17 cents of our money. Doesn't seem like much, does it? What a big heart. For he even promised to pay for any further expenses. Jesus asked the direct question to the lawyer. Now, which of these 3 was the neighbor? From now, these 3, the lawyer said, of course, the one that showed mercy. And Jesus said, "Go and do likewise." And I think that's the message that he has for you and me today. The question actually is not, who is my neighbor, but am I being a neighbor to those that the Lord places in my path of life? I was thinking and pondering all of this in my mind, and it reminded me of when my husband and I were in Madison, Wisconsin, and my husband was the pastor of Faith Baptist Church. We had so many people come to know Jesus as their Savior. And I had a large woman's Bible study. And one of the dear ones that accepted Christ as her Savior was so precious. And she wanted desperately to lead somebody else and tell somebody else about the Lord and how he had blessed her life. And when we were talking about reaching the lost and who is my neighbor, and about being a neighbor to others, this dear one came to me. She lived in an upstairs tiny apartment with those 3 little ones. Her husband had a job, but it didn't pay a lot. So they were on a very strict budget. And this dear one said to me, "I don't know what to do. I have no car. I can't get out and during the day easily because of the 3 little ones." And she said, I want to reach somebody with the gospel. So she said, how can I reach somebody with Jesus? So I asked her, I said, well, let me ask. Does anyone ever come to deliver anything to your door, like just whoever, the dry cleaning people, the Fuller Brush man or woman, a salesman or what? So she said, I know someone that comes regularly to my door. And I said, well, maybe you could put some literature or a gospel tract on the bottle, top of the bottle of milk. And then she said to me, what if he asks me a question? What'll I tell him? Because I don't know a lot about the Bible. She kind of wrung her hands in despair. What if he asks me a Bible question and I don't know the answer? So I said, well, nobody knows all the answers. Just tell him that you don't have the answer right now, but on his next visit, you'll tell him the answer. And I said, you can call me or call Pastor. So she prayed that the Lord would use her life as a testimony. And she placed one of the tracts on top of the bottle of milk. The next time he came, he said to her, thank you for that little booklet you gave me. It was most interesting. And I've been going to take my kids to church, but I just have been laxed about it. By the way, do you have another one of those so I could read it? So she handed him another one to read. The next trip, he asked her where she went to church. She told him, and he brought his whole family the next Sunday. And you know what? That precious family kept coming. Finally, one at a time, those fat family came to Jesus. The husband came to Jesus and their oldest little one. So what are the lessons that we can learn? And I've got to get to it quickly. One, we are to set aside prejudice and show love and compassion for everyone. God loves everyone alike, no partiality. And number two, that our neighbor is anyone we encounter. We are all creatures of the Creator, and we're to love all mankind, as Jesus is teaching us right here in this parable. And we are not saved by the keeping of the law, not by works, but by accepting Jesus as our own personal Lord and Savior. We cannot save ourselves by the letter of the law. Jesus, you see, came to seek and to save that which is lost. Why did he do that? Because God so loved you, meaning the world and everyone in it, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, and that means you and me and anyone else, that they believe in him, trust him, they shouldn't perish, but if they accept him, they'll have everlasting life. I love that little book. It's tucked in between 2 John and Jude. I should say 3 John and Jude. And then Revelation. Just one page. You can read it in 1 second. But Jude says, and some having compassion, making the difference. I don't know about you, but I want to make a difference in the world. Don't you? Well, that Samaritan certainly made a difference. So let me close with this. How can we love our neighbors? Well, we can be hospitable. We can share some food if they're sick or if they have a need. If it's a senior, we can help with the yard work or the housework. We have to keep our eyes and our ears open for opportunities to help someone. Because, you see, there are so many hurting people everywhere around us. And all we need to do is to listen and respond. One of the thrills of my life is to be acquainted with so many listeners of our radio station. What a beautiful family we have, and how so many of you have showed love and compassion toward others. You're such a blessing to all of us here on staff. And I'm so glad that the Lord gave us this beautiful parable, because it reminds us to love one another, no matter who we are or what we are facing in our lives. If we love the Lord with all of our heart and all of our soul and all of our might, we will certainly want to love our neighbor as ourselves. So as I close, let me just say, let's go for it. I want to be a good neighbor. Don't you? It's been good to be with you. Bye-bye.